Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. I'm taking you to the streets of New Orleans for this episode of the show. You'll hear from some of the coolest musicians I bumped into during the 2018 French Quarter Festival. First, we'll hear from the Norwegian, Denmark-based jazz singer Live Foynfries, who I discovered at the Spotted Cat singing with the Jazz Vipers. Then we'll hear from Futon, a street musician who plays saxophone in a brass band made up mostly of teenagers called Hundreds, who attract huge crowds in the French Quarter. We'll begin with Live Foynfries singing Fooling Myself.
I tell myself I'm through with love, and I have nothing more to do with love. I stay away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole affair, but they all know it isn't so. I'm just fooling myself, and every time I see myself in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do? You fool, you're throwing your life away. I'm acting gay, I'm acting proud, but every time I see you in the crowd, they all know it isn't so. I'm just fooling myself, but
I'm just fooling myself.
That was the song Fooling Myself, Lieve Foyn Fries on vocals with the Foyn Fries Quartet, Nicola Hess on piano, Anders Christensen on bass, and Daniel Sommer on drums. I spoke with Lieve at a cafe in the French Quarter. Here's that interview.
I'm from Oslo originally, but then I studied music in Denmark and in Copenhagen and a city called Aarhus. And yeah, also I traveled around and studied half a year in Stockholm, and yeah.
Did you study jazz? Is that the music you studied?
Yeah.
How did you get involved in that genre of music?
I was growing up in a musical home with both my mom and dad are playing jazz a lot at home. So we had since I was born, it was jazz every Saturday in our living room with all the neighbors coming and jamming. So I grew up with a lot of Louis Armstrong and Billie Holiday. So I started playing in different bands. I was playing the saxophone. That was my main instrument from I was 8 till I was 20. But then I started writing songs with lyrics and so. So I started to sing with my... I had a big band and I started to sing with that band. And went to my first international tour really young. It was like some young talent things in Switzerland. And after that, I was like really certain that I wanted to become a jazz singer. I studied music first in Oslo, but then I moved to Denmark, and I was on my first tour in Brazil in 2013, and also New York 2013. And after that, it just like exploded. I went to Africa and around in the States and around in Europe in a lot of countries. And now I'm going to Japan in October. And yeah.
I feel like jazz is such international music. Like, it's a lot of jazz musicians from the States go to Europe and vice versa. What do you think it is about that music that's so internationally appealing?
The great thing with the jazz is like all the musicians learn the same language. You can travel anywhere and you know the same songs, and you can just improvise and have fun with the music and the meeting with new people. So that's, yeah, and you have also the dance coming with it, and Lindy Hop. And
so is this your first time in New Orleans?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I love it. It's really awesome. I came here Monday. I was supposed to play a show at the Jazz Playhouse, but my plane was delayed, so I didn't catch that show. But then I had some other gigs at the international stage and Palm Court and Spotted Cat, where you were. And today I was singing in the Baptist church ceremony in the Morning Star church, and it's just been a lot of fun, and I've met a lot of great musical friends. And
so last night you sang with the Jazz Vipers, which are a band that play, they're a regular at Spotted Cat, and just supreme musicians. How did you get hooked up with that group of musicians?
It's the trumpet player called Norbert Schuschmann. He's from Germany, but living in Copenhagen and partly here. And I played 3 shows together with him during the festivals. So it was through him I met the Jazz Vipers. And it's a great band. It was very lot of fun.
What are some of your favorite songs right now, lyrically? Like, what song do you sing when you're performing where you just can, feel it? I'm sure there's quite a few, but what stands out?
the song I've been like humming since I got here was like, "Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?" And it's funny because I know the song and now I can look at the Mississippi and the magnolias trees. And so yeah, I sang that yesterday. And
do you feel like you already miss New Orleans? Like sometimes I'm so happy here that I feel sad that I have to leave the minute I get here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this feeling actually came like yesterday when it's like, oh my God, it's not many days left because we're heading home on Monday. So yes, it's I do. But I will be back here. Maybe already next year.
Would you move here? Would you move here?
I have a pop career going on in Copenhagen. I'm based there and I'm signed on the label Universal. So I have a lot of work there. So I'm a bit bound to be living there right now. But I would like to stay here.
So you're pretty young. Is there a jazz scene of young people in Copenhagen and in Denmark?
Actually, Copenhagen is like the main stage of the traditional jazz in the Scandinavia and the Northern Europe. So it's very good. It's why many people who like the traditional jazz, they move from Norway and from Sweden and from Finland and around and to Copenhagen because of the scene. And it's the biggest jazz festival in Europe, in Copenhagen.
So you grew up around jazz and you grew up studying it in schools and singing it now for your career. Who were some of the main influences in the beginning for you? Who were some of the main singers there?
As I said, I was growing up with a lot of Billie Holiday at home. And my dad, I think he wanted me to be a jazz singer because he went to a record shop and just bought a lot of CDs. Like, leave a listen to this. And it was Bessie Smith and Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. And also Frank Sinatra and Chet Baker is big influences for me. Yeah, but I think my favorite is Billie Holiday. Yeah.
Why?
Because she has such a good nerve, and she's really real when she sings, and you. Yeah, I get touched by it very much.
And so you also dance too. You're a part of the whole dance scene that happens here in New Orleans. Do you have that happening in Copenhagen too, the whole swing dancing thing?
Yeah, I came over this dance because we had a gig with my band and they say, yeah, there's going to be some dance, and I'm like, okay. And they said, yeah, it's Lindy Hop dance, and I was like, what is that? And they're like, you just have to wait and see. And that night I started dancing and I was hooked since. So, but it's huge, it's like everywhere now and in Europe and States, and you know, even in Brazil, it's a lot of Lindy Hop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking a moment to speak with me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try it. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts becomes one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how? Thank you.
is work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me how?
You're tuned into Talking Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot, and this is the Streets of New Orleans edition of the show. One of my favorite bands to see on the street when I'm there is the Hundreds Brass Band. As soon as they play their first note at their regular spot near Latrobe Park, a sizable crowd begins to form. Tourists swarm to take pictures, dance, and throw money into their box. The Hundreds Brass Band is a product of New Orleans and exemplifies everything I love about the jazz scene there. My friend Kyra and I had a chance to speak with their saxophone player, Ifuntola Ikinlana, or Futon, as he's called. Here's that interview.
Well, my real name is Ifuntola Ikinlana.
And what's your nickname?
Futon.
Futon.
Yeah, like the couch, like Futon.
Yeah. You're from New Orleans, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not born, but I've been here since I was like two, so yeah.
And how did you get started playing music?
In middle school, we had a band program, and me and two of the other members of the band all was in the program together, and that's how we started in fourth grade.
Fourth grade? What? Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 20. I'm about to be in my senior year of college.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a professional musician, obviously. This is how you make your living.
One of the ways, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you, where do you want to see this go? Like, why aren't you guys on the big stage? Because you're probably better than half the people that are.
That's why I agree with you right there, that we're better. But we're still trying to grow right now. We're trying to push ourselves to the next limit and that next level. So, you know, we're just trying to pay our dues right now by playing on the street. And then hopefully maybe next year we might be on the stage. So, you know, we meet the right people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys start doing this in high school?
We started in middle school.
Middle school.
Yeah.
Okay. On the street too?
Yeah, the first time we came out was when we were in the latter part of our eighth grade year, about to go into ninth grade high school. Four of us came out and we started to play for the first time, I want to say 7 years ago. And that's the first time we ever hustled on the street, and we've been doing it ever since. Yeah.
I heard that you guys make thousands of dollars. Do you have days that are that good?
Yeah, there's always those great days in the year. It's not an everyday thing, but we've been blessed before, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have like super fans, like tourists that just like are obsessed with you?
We have a lot of people that we have a strong following on Instagram and like Facebook, and then a lot of people who we rather than super fans, we have like a lot of the regulars who will keep booking us for gigs over and over because they love how we sound. So mm-hmm. We have like regular gigs where we have one person might have 7 or 8 gigs a year for us because they keep calling us back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys tour? Do you want to tour the country?
Oh, we would love to tour. We've never toured before. The most we've gone outside of New Orleans is probably 2 hours away, maybe 3 hours away, somewhere in Mississippi or New Orleans area. But no, we would love to go on tour. Yeah.
They would love you in Europe, don't you think?
I was born in Liverpool, England, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to go back, yeah.
How did you end up here from Liverpool?
My mom and dad met there, and then they had a couple of us there, but then they decided to move here when I was very young, yeah.
Are they musicians, anyone in your family?
My dad's an artist, but I'm trying to think. I don't know any musicians in my family. I think I'm one of the, my little brother plays with us, but me and my little brother and a couple of my other siblings that are, I think, the first couple of musicians in my family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What inspires you to keep doing it? Like, what do you love about it?
That feeling when the band really just all in sync and we all knocking and everyone is on, when everybody in the crowd into it, and that's the feeling right there. I can't get enough of that feeling, so, yeah.
Do you ever have tourists that you, like, that are embarrassing? Do you ever have some tourists that come along that you're like, oh, these poor fools?
All the time, but I mean, they always have good intentions, so you know, you can't get angry at them, you know what I mean? They just love the music. They probably never experienced or seen such young kids playing at, you know, at such a high level, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
What has been the most surprising about this for you?
Over the years?
Yeah.
Probably the The biggest surprise was when I first started, the amount of money that you can make out here. You'd be surprised how much money you can like live off this. So,
do you think you might actually make more money doing it on the street than you would if a club or whatever paid you? Do you know what I'm saying? Because then you have them taking their take.
I feel like in certain peak seasons, it's definitely more money on the streets to be had. But I wouldn't shoot down a regular gig at some place that's constant. And it's a guarantee, you know. It could rain like it did yesterday, and we didn't get to play yesterday, so, yeah.
Who are the jazz greats in New Orleans that you have been mentors to you or just people that you think are amazing?
Well, I'm going to go directly to my mentor, which is Mr. Calvin Harrison. He's one of the great saxophones of the city. It's also his cousin, Donald Harrison, and that whole family, the Harrison family. He was the real reason what really got me into jazz and brass and music, and he was the reason why we started this all together, so I had to give it to Mr. Calvin Harrison, yeah.
Do you have another question, guys?
Yeah, we always see you here. How do you guys always have this spot?
Oh, yeah, good question.
We've just been playing either on this spot or the one down the street. We've been doing these two spots for, I want to say, 3 years now. So it's kind of just like understood in the brass band world that the hundreds is coming right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wonder how people get their spots and if there's like turf wars or anything like that.
There's been, in the history of me playing, there's been at points where there's been tensions about certain bands hitting at certain spots. But, you know, we all just try to eat out here. We all just try to make a little bit of money. So there's no real bad blood. And it just after years of just coming out here, it's kind of, people have established order. Like they have certain bands that hit in the square. We don't go hit in the square that often. And we just come out here because we can make our money out here. We ain't trying to disturb nobody, so.
How did you sort of become the leader? Because when I first started watching you guys, it seemed like there were a couple different people that filled that role. But now it seems like you're the leader.
I wouldn't call myself the leader of the band. More accurate description to me would probably be the spokesperson. Because I just feel like I'm pretty good at, you know, speaking to people, interviewing, and just talking to the crowd. And I direct the front row, so I, you know, pick where the song goes. But it's more of a collective. There's three original members, and I don't ever make any major decision by myself. I'll go to them for consultation. I'm just what you would call maybe a face or something like that. But no, it's like an oligarchy, I want to say. It's like, you know, we all put our heads together to try to make the best decision possible.
Right, yeah. Right. Does anyone ever try to, like, manage you guys or come in and do something with you?
People have tried, but we find it best when we manage ourselves. Like, we know what sound we're trying to go for, we know what we're trying to push ourselves and what direction and stuff like that, because we've been out here for 7 years, we've been playing instruments for 10 plus years, so everybody, you know, already has a certain sense of direction with that, so that's what we lean towards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the best festival in terms of just the crowd and the money, I guess?
It'll have to be between Jazz Fest and French Quarter Fest. French Quarter Fest brings good energy, great crowds, you know what I mean? But Jazz Fest is wonderful, too. We go by the fairgrounds during Jazz Fest and play outside the fairgrounds. So that's good as well. But I don't know. I think I like French Quarter Fest a little bit more, though, because we get to play longer. Jazz Fest is more of a we play as people leave type of situation. So I don't know. It's between those two.
Do you guys try to mentor younger people to come into it, or like, are there young people that want to be a part of Hundreds that you kind of work them in when you can, or how does that work? How do you get in the band, I guess?
Oh, to get in the Hundreds. Oh, that's interesting. Well, the easiest way to get into our band is just to be an instrument that we need. Like, we don't have as many trumpet players as we would like. So, you know, if there was any trumpets trying to get in the Hundreds band, that'd be a perfect way to end. But as far as mentoring, we have two younger persons in our band. My brother, he's 14, and then the other co-leader's brother, he's 14 as well, and they've been playing with us since they've been 11. So we tried to mentor them, you know, coming through the family, try to keep it in the family, and we've been trying to show them the ropes and stuff like that, and they're finally getting to a stage in which they can perform and really solo and stuff. So for as far as mentoring, that's yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, through my little brothers and stuff like that, yeah.
And how did you guys come up with the name Hundreds?
Because
that's what you want people to throw in there.
Oh yeah, we love $100 bills. So yeah, we were just brainstorming one day because we were a band without a name. Everybody kept asking what our name was, and we didn't have nothing to tell them. And then I think one of my friends just said, "Let's just do Hundreds because we give 100%," and everybody was feeling that. So then we just became the Hundreds. Yeah.
Good name. What are you studying in college?
I'm currently studying Spanish and computer science. Totally different from the brass band, but I love the brass line too. Yeah, backup plans. Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking a minute.
No problem. Thank you for interviewing me. Thank you for taking time to sit down with me.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you all.
Yeah.